So this evening, we're going to have an experience, and in order to have this experience, we're going to be offering some thoughts and teachings to stir your knowing and your memory. I'm going to be talking about divine birth, divine death, Mary and the female ascension mystery, which we are really seeing as a pathway to our own divinity. Next slide. So who is Mary? Well, before Mary was born on the planet, there was a lineage of priestesses who were trained in divine birth all around the ancient Mediterranean world, Northern Africa, and beyond. Next slide. I discuss these ideas in my books, The Cult of Divine Birth in Ancient Greece and Virgin Mother Goddesses of Antiquity, where I have laid out the research for this, showing that there was an extensive network of these high holy priestesses of virgin birth. Next slide. And according to a document called the Infancy Gospel of James, which is something that was not made canonical by the Roman Catholic Church, but has been widely embraced in the Orthodox East, and in fact, it forms the basis of many of the feast days in the Roman Catholic liturgical calendar. According to that document, Mary was divinely born of Anna, Anne, Saint Anne, who I believe, according to my research and how I read this infancy gospel, was one of those priestesses of divine birth. And she had waited her whole life for this event to happen, passed into her menopausal years. Next slide. We read in the infancy gospel that Mary was prepared as a child and a toddler with special foods in Anna's room, and her feet were never allowed to touch the ground. Next slide. And when she was three, she was brought to the temple. And we learn that there, the undefiled daughters of Israel, that means the virgin priestesses, they trained her. They trained her in what I interpret to be how to achieve divine birth. Next slide. And we read that Mary was part of a ritual of seven women called, seven virgins called to do the special rite to create the veil of the temple. But what was that rite, really? Well, next slide. As we find out, it was during the weaving of that veil that Mary received contact by the light being Gabriel and told that she had conceived a child. Next slide. And lo and behold, we find out that simultaneously, another of the women in that ritual, namely Elizabeth, the wife of the temple priest, Zechariah, had conceived what was to become John the Baptist. So clearly, these women were engaged in a very, very deep ritual of divine birth, and two of these women were able to conceive in this way, bringing forth an avatar. Next slide. Onto the earth plane. It is this feat. It is this feat of bringing an avatar onto the planet that allows a woman to ascend to goddesshood. That is, if she allows herself to undergo a ritual sacrificial death. And this is what I discovered from all of the priestesses of ancient Greece. And you can see that Mary is in that same lineage. For what was held from the 4th century on, and probably before, is that Mary, in fact, did not die. She was raised up into heaven. That is an indication that she underwent a ritual sacrificial death, and that essentially she was assumed into heaven and had her own resurrection. Some people say that this death happened in Ephesus, Turkey, which is where the house of Mary is, which is what you're seeing here. Next slide. Some people say that Mary's life ended on this plain in Jerusalem, and this is what is called Mary's tomb. Now, by the 7th century, we hear that St. Thomas had arrived at her tomb, which was opened, and it was found to be empty, except for her grave clothes. And the teaching of the Assumption of Mary was established in the East around 600. This is what we're talking about, the assumption of this woman's body and soul into the higher planes of existence. It was made an official feast day by the Pope of the West in the 8th century. And in 1950, when Pope Pius VII was installed as Pope, it was defined as dogma by the Catholic Church. Next slide. We pronounce, declare, and define it to be divinely revealed dogma that the Immaculate Mother of God, the Ever-Virgin Mary, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul into heavenly glory. What are we talking about here? We're talking about female ascension. We're talking about female resurrection. We're talking about a woman who went rainbow body. Next slide. It is today that we are celebrating that feast of a woman who went rainbow body. This is the new way of Mary, to understand Mary in her fullness, to understand that she was a high holy being by virtue of her virgin birth, and that she was a high holy being by virtue of her virgin death. And it is through this rite of ascension that she became full goddess. She ascended into her full goddess energy, which is why she became available as someone to help humanity. That is what happens when a person achieves full ascension. Next slide. So, today, as we see Mary in her virginity, we understand that that virginity means inner wholeness. The inner wholeness that it takes to conceive. And this is not just about Mary, but this is about us. This is about us being able to have our light body flower and flourish more fully within us. And that's what the ritual today is going to be about. What does it mean to ascend? It means to come more fully into your powers as a human being who has divine codes within your DNA. It means to come into your psychic power. It means to be able to be in your heart. It means to be able to manifest at will. It means to be able to jump into new timelines and create new timelines. It means to be able to heal yourself and others. These are all of the qualities that many of us in this room have already been developing, and we will continue. And it's our hope today that this ritual will allow us to further deepen into that ability. Next slide. As we see it, this is the dawn of the Order of the Marys. Mary, in Hebrew, Miriam. In the New Testament, Mariam. In the Greek, Maria. In the English, Mary. And in the Egyptian, Mary was a name, a title. It was a priestess title. That's why so many of the women carried the name Mary. Mary, Mariam. It meant beloved of. The beloved of. The beloved of the divine. So today, with the honoring of Mary, with the honoring of virgin birth, with the honoring of ascension, we come into a deeper honoring of ourselves and a deeper movement into our own divinity. A reawakening of our understanding of who Mary is allows us greater amplitude in our own lives. An awakening of the Order of Marys on the planet allows us to spread these teachings. Not through proselytizing, but just through our energy. Final slide. So we conclude by honoring what is also in this mystery, which is the female trinity. The female trinities, the many female trinities, the trinities of Mary. Mary of Magdala, Mary of Cleopas, and Mary Salome. Mary Magdalene, Mary of Jacob, Mary Salome. Sophia, Anna, Mary. Anna, Mary Magdalene. Sarah, Anna, Elizabeth.